Oh, look, I think it's my job to worry. I am still confident that the Grand Prix will go ahead. All of the indications from Formula One management is that the Grand Prix is, you know, they plan for the Grand Prix to go ahead. A number of setup, you know, the setup is already occurring. We would be expecting machinery and teams to be arriving, you know, from today through to the end of the weekend. So we are almost at the point where everybody is going to be here within the next few days. But having said that, as I said at a press conference 2 days ago, I recognise that this situation is extremely dynamic. And to some extent, there are matters that are out of control. The decisions that the Commonwealth might make, the decisions that might be made overseas. So, you know, I am very hopeful and confident, but I can't say anything about it with absolute certainty.
Minister Martin Pakula speaking a few minutes ago. Australian Grand Prix CEO Andrew Westacott joins me in the studio. It's a week away. Are you worried or are you full of confidence? Andrew, welcome to you.
G'day, Dwayne. Some would suggest that given the loss of hair that I might do a lot of worrying, but I reckon our job at the Grand Prix Corporation is to plan and deliver, but we've got to think of all the eventualities, and it's a bit like a Formula One team. You've got to have contingencies, you've got to have backups, and you've got to consider all options. And so what Minister Pakula said before is the same sort of stuff we go, and we don't speculate when it comes to the National Security Council, which is chaired by the Prime Minister and six of his cabinet members are on it. They set the rules about the health guidelines and then Border Force put them in.
But the jets are all arriving now, aren't they? All the machinery, everything's going to be here within a matter of days.
Yeah, well, there's 50 people working on site. But, you know, we're here in South Melbourne, so therefore at Albert Park, 2 kilometres away.
Yep.
There's 50 people there in their high-vis vests working alongside probably 700 workers from the event industry who are putting the finishing touches to the circuit. Now, the way I sort of break it down is that the first job is the Grand Prix to build the circuit. Formula, and that's going beautifully. Crowd numbers are up from a ticket sales point of view and the facilities are looking great.
So it hasn't hit ticket sales at all?
No, not at the moment. And given
no
the
worry about mass gatherings at the moment?
No, well, that's one of the other things. The second one is Formula One's job is to bring the broadcast and bring the show to town. And that's all happening. And over the course, Martin Pakula said earlier on, over the course of the next 3 to 4 to 5 days, we're going to have another 6 jumbo jets of freight coming in. Mm. We're going to have more personnel coming in from teams and Formula One and the FIA and the media and so on. The third job is obviously get people through the borders. That's the job of Border Force and the health authorities, and they set the rules and guidelines. And at the moment, unless you're coming from Iran and China,
yep,
you come in and
business as usual.
There's necessary precautions that we should appropriately take and any traveller should take anywhere. And then the fourth one is obviously mass gatherings, and we'll work closely with the Victorian government, the Department of Health and Human Services, take all the right necessary inputs. But I can assure Melburnians and Victorians, when you come along to the event, all those things you'd expect from hand sanitisation to emergency control and command procedures will be in place.
So are you putting extra stuff in place because of this? Are you actually doing a little bit extra to make sure you've got the parameters in place if things change in the next couple of days because of the worry, or is it just business as usual? And once the event starts next week, you've kind of just got to let it go and you know, not scare everybody into thinking there is a drama when here in Australia at the moment there isn't one.
There isn't one in Australia, I've avoided using the words business as usual because in an environment like this, it's anything but.
Yep.
But the event is going ahead, and so we're saying it's all systems go. And when it comes to dealing with contingencies and situations, whether that be weather-related or team-related or crowd-related or even tram-related,
yep,
as has been overcome, we've just got to work out what the processes are that we put in place to deliver the event. And the event is all systems go, but we've got to work and be very, very adaptable. And so we're probably speaking to the Formula One people at both ends of the day.
Mm.
They're updating us. We're updating them. They're updating the teams. The FIA medical people are being updated by, you know, the chief health officers and so on. And there's a process in place to make sure that everyone gets here and the event occurs.
So you sorted the trams out. That's all done. We're ready to go. We can get a tram.
Well, that was sorted. I don't want to sound like a politician, but it's sorted out. You can get a tram, and that's a great way of getting to Albert Park. And then you can come along, and we've got more attractions than we've ever had before because of the 25th race.
Yep.
And The teams are coming, and that's Formula One's job.
You got Daniel Ricciardo spruiking the fact that he might actually win, that he likes his car, so that's a win for you.
Yeah, you know, at Christmas time when I was riding a bike along the Great Ocean Road with yourself,
yep.
I was thinking, how am I going to talk up Daniel? But, you know, pre-season testing, Renault are performing better than he probably thought, and that's why everyone's got hope when they come to Melbourne. All 20 drivers in the 10 teams, there's 9 under 25, they're going to be bristling. They're like sort of young new recruits in a footy team, and everyone's got a show.
You've got to move with the times. You sort of, well, I don't know if you banned grid girls, but you stopped putting grid girls on the grid a couple of years ago, and now you've got grid kids. I think they've still got grid girls at the MotoGP. So you've had to move with the times there. The people's expectation of an F1 event now has changed a little.
Yeah, I reckon it was about 10 years ago that
really?
we had ambassadors for Qantas and others who were wearing, it's a bit like fashion show, they were wearing designer outfits by Perry or Kit Willow and others, and they looked fashionable and they were representing the brands that we know and exist in society in a very, very sensible manner that was giving employment. But it was an employment choice that the women and sometimes young males involved were taking, and they were performing a functional role. But a great opportunity now is we've got the grid kids, and the grid kids come out of Karting Australia, Karting Victoria, throughout the state. In fact, I was talking to them at Todd Road last week, and we've got interstate young kids coming along, boys and girls, and they will be with their heroes at the front of the driver's parade when the national anthem is there, and they'll be having a day of a lifetime.
They will. You've also moved with the times to add big name acts again, and you normally have done this over time. You had The Who there a number of years ago.
Yeah, 2009 was The Who. You've got a good memory.
Absolutely. Well, I went for The Who. That was one event, sporting event, as much as I love the Grand Prix. Having The Who there got me there that year. And we're talking about this with Katy Perry. I think having Robbie Williams and having Miley Cyrus there is probably going to get a few extra people there. Does the people that are going to their concerts, which are next door, separate ticket, but still part of the overall event, do they count in your overall crowd figure numbers?
Yeah, we'd expect that when they're coming along to the event, they're going to both of those, and their ticket, clearly it's a venue within the venue. So it's a bit like if you buy something as an upgrade to somewhere else. Yeah,
yep.
They're included in the attendance numbers. They're always an estimated attendance numbers because of the vastness of our venue and the way we operate. But the numbers are published in the annual report, and you know, there'll be big crowds, because the other thing is that we're getting people coming along for Peking Duck, client liaison, the supercars as a championship round, and a host of other things across the 4 days.
But you know, you'd get less people there if you didn't have big music acts.
Yeah, and but it's a balance, because we also know that we've got so much on offer across the days. So it's yes, people have to pay additional to go to these and see these big, big international names, but it's a nice value add, so that you can come along on Saturday, you can see Formula One, you can see client liaison on the Saturday, and then you've got your ticket, and tell you what, you've got a guaranteed seat or a guaranteed area, depending on what ticket you bought, and you have a great day at a great event.
Talking to Andrew Westacott, the Australian Grand Prix CEO, you're also doing something for the bushfire relief cause as well, aren't you? Is that correct?
Yeah, and what it's about is recognition. I mean, the generosity of Victorians and Australians is being unbelievable, and we're doing two areas. One, we want to make sure that people have the opportunity to, you know, let their hair down and have some enjoyment for what have been a really tough start to the year. And secondly, we're making sure that wherever possible, the corporate hospitality menus, we're sourcing seafood from Lakes Entrance. We're sourcing dairy products from Gippsland Dairy and Millewa Cheeses. We're sourcing oysters from Eden. We're sourcing meats from the high country and so on. And they're being included on the menus, and it's absolutely fantastic, because that's going to put money back into small companies and family-owned businesses like Gippsland Dairy into their pockets.
Plenty still to come. Nick Dalcetto's got to join me. Xavier Campbell is going to have a chat to us as well. That's after a little break for news. We'll have more from Andrew Westacott after a short break. Take a couple of your calls as well, if you like. 1-300-736-736. Andrew Westacott is in the house, the Grand Prix CEO. Plenty of footy still to come your way. Nick Dalcetto is going to join me in the studio. Xavier Campbell, the boss of the Bombers, also to join us. So plenty to come after the news. Andrew Westacott is still with me, Australian Grand Prix CEO. Andrew, how do you measure the success? How do you measure whether you've delivered for Melbourne, delivered for the government to spend, delivered for yourselves? Is it can't just be crowd number. There must be some other parameters, or is it just crowd number?
No, it's we've got to show increasing success, and the fact that we're adding something to the Victorian visitor economy, and that comes with the number of people who come along, our growing revenues. But then the reasons why we do the event, and it comes back to that major events and tourism strategy, is branding internationally, economic benefit for the state, tourism. And at this day and age, we're currently seeing massive drops in, you know, visitation on the Great Ocean Road, Sovereign Hill, Fairy Penguins at Phillip Island and all the rest of it. Big events still stimulate the visitor economy. And if you don't think they do, you look at what the impact is around places like the Ocean Road and those other tourist attractions. And then it's business sentiment. And the other way that isn't measured directly at the event is when government is getting these inbound trade missions and investors, and they're looking at building new hotels or business investments in Melbourne versus another capital city, and they draw a lot of comfort from Melbourne's ability to deliver things like the tennis and the infrastructure, the President's Cup, the Grand Prix, and at places we bat above our average for a very small city globally, and we're not on the route to anywhere else when it comes to where we are geographically. These are the things that make us internationally relevant, and it gives us status.
So is there more eyeballs, the amount of eyeballs internationally seeing this event? Is that where the winner is? It's how many people come to Australia seeing this event, realising that Melbourne looks like a pretty damn good place, or Australia does, and coming here. Is that how the government and you guys help measure it as well, it's international eyeballs?
At the macro level, when you look at the sort of $30 billion that the visitor economy is, and it's sort of a $2 billion that events tourism brings to the city, those eyeballs internationally, and it's not just TV these days, it's obviously every bit of social media and news media that's captured. And that's why the first race of the season, especially given the cancellations that have existed in MotoGP and the Chinese Grand Prix, by making sure that it says Australia is open for business, it says we're a safe, healthy and very, very capable country.
Great to have you in, Andrew, and look forward to maybe heading there next week myself. Bit of footy on, but we'll see if we can sneak a day in. Thanks for your time, and I can't wait. Look, had a great day last year. It seems to reinvent itself every year, a little bit more value add, and if Robbie Williams doesn't get me there, nothing will. Thanks for your time.
Pleasure. Thanks. It's All Systems Go at Albert Park.
Andrew Westacott joining us, Australian Grand Prix CEO. Plenty to talk about after a break for news. As I mentioned, Xavier Campbell, the boss of the Bombers, is going to join me. Nick D'Alsanto is going to join me in the studio. Love taking your calls. That's what the show is all about. So 1300 736 736 is the number. That's the open line. Thanks to Werribee Kia, top dollar paid on all trade-ins at Werribee Kia. You can also get us on the speckled text, anything you'd like to talk about on the phone. We'd rather talk to you on the phone, but I'll read out a few of your speckled texts as well. 0433 98 11 16. Speckled cash loans up to $2,000 paid fast. Play a little bit more of the press conference earlier today as well. If you didn't hear, the St Kilda Port Adelaide game, not round 11 in China. We didn't expect it to be there. It's now round 11 confirmed, Sunday, 7th of June, at Marvel Stadium. Cairns was a contender, but the Victorian government stepped in to make sure it stayed here in Victoria. So it's going to be played at Marvel Stadium. Take a little break, and then Nick D'Alsanto is going to join me in the studio for a McCafe coffee catch-up. Try the new spicy McChicken range from Macca's. Nick D'Alsanto, and plenty of your calls on 1300 736 736.